Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Schaich Figa Batsmichai Dispasi and Yosef Ben Alexander, Sachshachalei Soil. Continuing our series of Shirum in the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam, based on the Torah of Mara Moreno Rabbeinu, Hagom Rufal Kunstel Shlita, Mitzvah Pei Gimel, and Mitzvah Sleitze, Yishas Hiranu Me'asois Shemen, Kamo Shemen HaMishcha. We were commanded not to make oil like the anointing oil that they used in the Mikdash to anoint the Mikdash and the Kelim. V'amar Yisa'ala, and that's what the Torah says, Uv'maskunta lo tasu kamo, don't make the same amounts of ingredients that you would make for the Shemen HaMishcha. Mitzvah Pei Hei in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Omer Rambam, Yisiranu Me'asot Yishun B'Torah K'toret, we're not allowed to make smoke like the Torah, Klomish Yemen HaSamamanim Ahim. It'll be from those herbs, etc. V'yichaven Shiyit Ashen Bo. The Kavana is that it should smoke. You should smoke with it, meaning it should smoke up the area. From Yisrael of Maskunta lo tasu lechem. Don't make like the Ktaris. If you miss, you're not to make the Shemen HaMishcha, not to make the Ktaris. Parashas Kisisa, Paraglamid, Posiklamid basis of Maskunta lo tasu kamo. Later on, Paraglamid, Posiklamid Zion, in Aktaris, it says, Maskunta lo tasu lechem. So there's a different lesson here. Then when it talks about the Shemen HaMishcha, it says the lashon of kamohu. Mashenkin, when it talks about the Ktores, it doesn't have a lashon of kamohu. As ma'avdel ben shnei amikrim, shnei adinim. So it appeared pashut that the besamim were made by Moshe Rabbeinu, and were only allowed to use, meaning the Shemen HaMishcha, and the besamim put in the Shemen HaMishcha. And the Torah tells us how to make it. Kach lecha besamim rosh, kach besamim chashuvim, mar dro chamesh meot, chule v'chule. Make it a Shemen Mishcha's Kodesh. So that those besamim for the Shemen HaMishcha, you're only allowed, were done by Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Mishtamshim Rak B'Shal Moshe, like the Rashi says in Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Rambam Plei Hilchos Klei Mikdash. So it's clear that it's not Shayich to do Asiyas besamim that really can be used for Shemen HaMishcha, because it's only done by Moshe Rabbeinu. So the whole Azhara is not to do something similar to the Shemen HaMishcha, not to make something similar to the Shemen HaMishcha, it means kamohu. Don't make anything similar to it. However, in Ketores, it's not so. The MS, Yechol Asot Ketoret, he can really make the Ketores, because it's not Dafka, but the Ramash Rabbeinu. And Asiyas HaKetores is an Azhara that you shouldn't make it in order to smell. So it emerges that the Isser is not to do something similar to the Ketores, like it is by the Shemen HaMishcha. The Isser is the mamish to make the Ketores. If it isn't for the Avoda, but it's rather L'Ariach, you want to be Misa'ashen Bo, you want to be able to smoke it, you want to breathe it in, this good smelling Ketores. So there the Isser is mamish not to make the Ketores, and here the Isser is by Shemen HaMishcha, the Isser is not to make something similar to the Shemen HaMishcha. That's why by us it says come, by Shemen HaMishcha it says kamo, similar to it. But by Ketores it doesn't say that lashon, because it's not similar to Ketores, it actually is the Ketores. The Rambam, Klei Mikdash 2:9, writes also Ketores such a kadei lehariach ba, lachayid asel leislamid ba. Halacha test, the Rambam says, Osek Torah Tzmiachad Eser Samamanam Eilu Lefi Mishkol Eseyla Kedei La'riach Ba. Even though he wasn't Me'riach, he didn't smell it. He's Chayiv Kores. If he did it B'mezid, etc. And Halacha Yud is if he did it L'slamid, but to learn how to make it, or to give it over to the Tzibur, he's Pater. He's not allowed to do it, but he's Pater. Zayzok the Rambam. important. In a Perek Aleph, that's Perek Beis Halacha Tes and Yud. In Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, Dr. Rambam, Ha'oisa Shem and Amishcha Kemase Hazeh, Tzad Shvi Yasa Oisa Li Moshech Po. If you make Shem and Amishcha like this mice in this way, according to the ingredient of the Shem and Amishcha, and you're doing it in order of the Hu, provided that it's in order to anoint with it. And this is from a Sigi and Krisus, and it's learned from the Ktoiras that it has to be in order to anoint the Netzdam. Where we have to understand the Shinu HaLashon, here we learn, here the Rambam has a Lashon of Vehu Sheyase. By the Shemin HaMishcha, the Rambam says Vehu Sheyase. And he doesn't make it as part of the Ikar Lashon HaYisr, like he does by the Ktoiras. There he says, Ha'isa Ktoiras Kedei La'ariach. Here the Rambam says the Yisr, you're now allowed to make the Shemin HaMishcha, provided that, whereas by the Ktoiras, the Rambam doesn't say provided that, the Ikar Isr is not to make it Kedei La'ariach. So it would appear, based on what we explained, that there's a fundamental difference between these two lavin. The niktoires, that the yisoyde yisur is v'asiyas haktoires, shelo lasot b'shvil lehariach. Inyan ktoret, ha-yisod ha-yisuru, sur lasot ktoret b'shvil lehariach. You're not allowed to make the ktoires for smelling. That's the ikar yisur. Shein kem b'sam, which is an yisur, v'asus kamo, you're not allowed to make something similar to the b'sam. So be'etzem me'isser u'lasos shemen ha'mishcha. So really the isser is to make any shemen ha'mishcha. When it comes to the k'toras, the ikar is to make the actual k'toras in order to smell. That's the primary isser, because you're making the actual k'toras. And you're now going to make the actual k'toras in order to smell. That's the primary isser. By the summon, primary isser is to make something similar to the summon. Again, you can't make the actual summon, Moshe Rabbeinu can. So the isser is to make the Shemen HaMishcha, and that's Shaykh in any case. As we learn from the Ktoras, Netafka be'asiyah li'mashech, it has to be in order to anoint, just like the Ktoras has to be in order to smell. But by Shemen HaMishcha, it's only a Tanai in the isser. The etzem ha'iser is shelo lasot kamohu. Ze etzem ha'isur. Hashem ken kishmedubar be ktoret. The etzem ha'iser is not just making it like it is by the Shemen HaMishcha, but not making it in order to smell. That's the definition of the iser. The Ktoras, the Lashon HaTorah is Taka Isha Sheyase Kamo LaHariach Bo. So the Ktoras, that's the Hakdar of the Yatzim Isser. And by Shemen HaMishcha, the Hakdar of the Isser is not to make the Shemen HaMishcha. The only thing is that we learn from Ktoras that it has to be Lihimashech Bo, but that's not part of the, it has to be in order to anoint with it. That's not part of the Etzem Hagdolas HaYisu. The Minchas Chinuch discusses that be'emes, we don't require that the person make the Ktoras in order to slam it, in order for him to become pater. It is not only a p'tur if he's using it, if he makes it in order to learn, even if he makes it stam, he's also pater, since he doesn't make it lahariach ba. As long as he doesn't make the Ktoras in order to smell. So based on what we explain, it's all true what the Minchas Chinuch says, but that's all when it comes dafka to the Ktoras. Hashem kein linyan shemen ha-mishcha, if he makes it stam, then it's not going to be pater. But he's linyan Ktoras, the whole Ikar HaTzhara is not to make Ktoras in order la-hariach, as the Pasuk says. However, when it comes to the Shemen HaMishcha, the Azhara is no lasos kamohu, not to make it like the Shemen HaMishcha in the Mishkan. And it's Shaykh in every case. So we have the Alfusa that we learned this tonight, that it has to be in order to anoint with it. So we can say that that's dafka, where you made it lehedya, leislami. Maybe the only patur is dafka when you made it in order to learn. Otherwise, it's included in the yisur of asiyas shemen hamishcha. When it comes to k'tayres, that the ikar isur is almanas lahariach ba, so if you make it stam, not lahariach ba, you're going to be pater. But when it comes to the shemen hamishcha, there, if you make it hedya l'slamed ba, it's going to be mutter, you're going to be pater, like when it comes to the k'tayres. As the Gemara learns from Alfusa, losasu lachem lachem udasar, v'lamosu l'tzivu papater. So if you make it for a different purpose, gabi shemenami, shemen also lamosu l'tzivu patur, not in order l'himashech. But by shemen hamishcha, since the very definition of the iser is not to make the shemen hamishcha, maybe there the din will be a little bit different. And it's only if you make it lehedya, l'slamed ba, or lamosu l'tzivu, you're going to be patur. But if you make it stam, going to be aser, because the etzem hagdaras ha'isu is not to make the shemen hamishcha similar to the shemen hamishcha in the mikdash. And then the isur is not defined as not to make it in order to anoint. And therefore, since the very hagdara is not to make it at all, just we have a limud that if it's l'slamid ba, if it's for a specific purpose other than the purpose of the shemen hamishcha, then one is pater. But maybe if one would make it stam, it would be aser, because then it's still included in the category of not to make the shemen hamishcha. So obviously, not pashut, but yesh ladin bezeh. And not that we said that they're different l'shainis in the Rambam, right? We saw that the Rambam Klei Mikdash says also k'toros k'dei la'riach bo. And and by Shemen HaMishcha says v'hu she'yaseh so l'yimashech bo. So we see this also in the Sefer HaMitzvos, also in the Chinuch, in Shemen HaMishcha, he doesn't even mention that he's chayev dafka if he made it l'yimashech bo. Mashen kein l'nin k'tayres, he writes l'hedya that it's she'yis ashen bo, that he should smell it. And that's again same idea, that by k'tayres the chifzah di'isua is that you're making it in order to smell it. Mashen kein b'Shemen HaMishcha, the etzem isur is the si'yis Shemen HaMishcha, and it's just a t'nai. But the Rambam doesn't find it necessary to mention the Sefer HaMitzvos that it has to be in order to use it to anoint. And in the Lashon of Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam says, the lava b'samish is hiranu me'asa is shemen, kamoi shemen ha'mishcha. And he learns it from kamohu. We're not allowed to make shemen, that's the Yisr. You're not allowed to make shemen like the shemen ha'mishcha. Kamohu. It has to be, if it's similar to the shemen ha'mishcha, it's asr. That's a magdara of the Yisr. Chinuch mitzvah kofiyud medinei ha-mitzvah, etc. Shekhtaros ha-yinatzis beveis ha-mikdash v'im chiser chayiv mise. And if he's mechaser a little bit, when he makes the k'tayros for the beis ha-mikdash, he's chayiv mise. You have to understand, what is this? The din of imchiser, that if when you make the k'toras, you're missing one of the samamanim, person's chayav misa. What does that have to do with this mitzvah? This mitzvah is shaloi la'asayis k'toras, like they have in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's a different din than how to make the k'toras in the Beis HaMikdash. These are two separate din. There's not to do an aveira outside the mikdash, and then there's how to make it in the mikdash. Why does the chinuch put them together? So the answer is that by k'toras, what's the iser? What's the hagdaras of the hagdara of the iser? It's not that you're not making something similar to the k'toras, but you're not making the etzem hak'toras, asiyas k'toras be'etzem. That's making the k'toras itself. That's the iser. Is there a dinam in asiyas haktaris? And one of these dinim of Asiyus Hakteris itself is that you should make the Taurus in order to smell. So the yisod of this lav is a din mi'asiyas haktaris, because you're making the actual k'taris. So included in making the actual k'taris is how to make the k'taris in the mikdash, not to be mechaser, and also not to make it stam lahariach ba, not for the mikdash. But it's all a din in making the actual k'taris. So therefore he can include, don't make the actual k'taris for your own purposes, and how you do make the actual k'taris, because these are all dinim the actual k'taris, v'shenken shemen ha-mishcha. You're never making the actual shemen ha-mishcha. The problem with this theory in the chinuch is that the chinuch starts his lashon, he says, sholas is k'taris, kidmus k'taris. So it seems that it's not, it sounds like shemen ha-mishcha, that you're making it similar to the k'taris, but it's not the actual k'taris. We also see a difference in the lashonos of the psukim. By the k'tayros it says v'k'tayros asher taseh, the maskunta lo tasu lechem. Don't make that same k'tayros, the same ingredients. Whereas it doesn't say such a lashon, it just says by. And there's also it says here lo tasu lechem. It can't be for you. So, of course, you're allowed to make the k'tayros. So you're not going to make it for yourself, but it's a nisra in making the atzam k'taris. But again, by the Shemen HaMishcha, it says, "V'maskunta lo tasu kamohu." To make something similar to it. Kopanim, we have some food for thought. There's a lot more. There's a Rabbi Lake Malin over here who talks about this. And Rav Label of Mintzberg has a beautiful article. And a lot of Torah about this. So the bracha we give ourselves is that we should continue in learning the sugya, l'umod v'lamed, lishmor v'lasos, the kind is called the reisam v'tarasa v'yahava, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.